Unit 2, Weekends.
Number 1. Brad, what will you do next weekend? Want to catch a movie?
No, I'm going to stay home and hibernate.
Why? You feeling okay?
My health is fine. I'm having a rough week. I handed in 2 term papers and haven't slept for 2 days. I took too many hours this semester. I'll never do that again. 20 hours is a killer. And my part-time job is so tiring. All I do is hear people complain all day long. I need a break.
It sounds like Brad is A. burnt out, B. always on the go, C. recharged, D. a light sleeper. 2. Whoa, Brad, where did you get that hat? Did you steal it off a drunken farmer in the subway?
You don't like my hat, huh? I agree. I was hoping that someone would like it. When I first saw it, it was practically screaming, "Buy me, buy me." But now that I look at it, I think I wasted 10 bucks.
No kidding. Now either take it off or walk way ahead of me. It sounds like Brad is A. depressed, B. embarrassed, C. an impulse buyer, D. a country boy.
3. Brittany, what do you usually do on the weekends?
I usually stay around the house. I like to read and surf the internet. Sometimes I sew, and I like to cook. This weekend, I think I might paint my bedroom and make some new curtains.
It sounds like Brittany. A is a prodigy. B is a homebody. C is stressed out. D has cabin fever.
4. Brad, what kind of grade did you make on your term paper?
My professor gave me an F.
Ow, that hurts. You're a pretty good writer. What happened? Did you hand it in late?
No, he caught me plagiarizing.
But didn't your professor get in trouble last year for using some of his graduate students' research in a paper of his without giving them credit?
Yeah, that's him.
Brad's professor is A. a wannabe, B. a stick in the mud, C. scatterbrained, D. a hypocrite. 5. Brad, how was your flight to New York? That's a 14-hour flight, right?
I don't mind long flights. They're okay. But the guy behind me watched movies the whole way and he repeated the dialogue out loud. I asked the stewardess to shut him up and he would shut up for a while and then start doing it again.
The guy behind Brad was A. embarrassed, B. aggravating, C. traveling light, D. a slow learner.
6. Brittany, how was your weekend?
Great. My boyfriend and I took a leisurely boat ride on the Han River.
Cool. How long did it last?
3 hours, and his cell phone battery died, so no phone calls from his boss, no distractions. I had John all to myself.
It sounds like Brittany and John, A, are always on the go, B, are action addicts, C, had some quality time, D, got stir crazy on the boat.
7. Brad, how is your new part-time job? Do you like it?
It's okay. The pay is good and the hours are good.
But?
I do the same thing all day long. Every day I put address labels on 400 boxes. I dream of boxes in my sleep.
Brad's job sounds A. depressing, B. monotonous, C. sick and tired, D. annoying. 8. How was your visit with your sister last weekend?
That's a good news, bad news story.
How so?
I haven't seen my sister in a long time, so it was great to see her again.
But?
Her 3-year-old son. He never stopped. He ran around and yelled and jumped on furniture the whole time. My sister is used to him, but after a while, I needed a drink. Next time, I'll try to visit my sister when he is at school or something.
Brad's nephew is A. well-behaved, B. a prodigy, C. hyper, D. childish. 9. Brad, you've got too much junk around here. You need to get rid of some stuff.
Like what? Everything here is very valuable.
Brad, that computer monitor in the corner is 5 years old. Why don't you throw it away?
Discard it? No way! I may need it someday.
What about that lamp? You've had that since college. You don't use it anymore. Why not get rid of that?
No way! That's my lucky lamp. I'm going to give that to my son when he goes to college.
It sounds like Brad, A, is a pack rat, B, is well organized, C, is stressed out, D, is cheap. 10. Brad, that is a big suitcase. Going somewhere?
Yes, I'm going to visit my brother in Busan. He's been in America and I haven't seen him for 2 years.
Cool. How long will you be gone?
Just this weekend. I'll be back at work on Monday.
Brad, A, has tentative plans to visit his brother. B, is stressed out over his job. C, has cabin fever. D, does not travel light.